Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. Before we get started, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, WPT. We are excited to partner with you in providing quality benefits at lower prices. We are thrilled to introduce a new program that will complement your current health coverage. It has a direct effect on reducing healthcare spending with a proven return on investment. We have found this program is excellent at attracting and retaining quality employees while helping to drive better health outcomes. And the cost of the plan builds out at no cost to you. We're excited to present this opportunity to the members of WPT Incorporated. Security Plus LLC has been reducing the cost of employee benefits across the country for decades, and we'd like to add you to that growing list of satisfied customers.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today is the 29th of May, 2024. Last week, we had another round of powerful, destructive storms come through the state. Not everyone made it through unscathed, so hopefully everyone is okay. Then, in traditional Memorial Day fashion, it rained on Monday. Doesn't seem like a Memorial Day weekend goes by without at least some rain. But let's put that behind us, and hopefully we're done with bummer news like that for a while, so we can get back to wearing a smile. Practice wearing a smile today and tomorrow, because Friday is National Smile Day. As always, celebrate responsibly. Personally, I also have to mention that tomorrow is my Bucket's Got a Hole Day. No, I did not just make that up out of convenience. But it is a perfect analogy for where the government collects and keeps your property taxes. On that note, let's jump into some news together. First off, next week, Monday, June 3rd is the last day for submitting the required signatures and declaration of candidacy for elected office. At the state level, every representative in the assembly is up for election every 2 years, which is this year, and all of the even-numbered Senate districts are up for election also this year. And every one of them need to have their required signatures submitted by 5 p.m. on Monday. One thing I learned about this process is that there is a maximum number of signatures that can be submitted. I assumed it was just a minimum. If you are running for state representative, you must submit a minimum of 200 signatures and a maximum of 400. I assume above or below will disqualify you. It's interestingly specific. In other news, getting caught back up on a number that caught my attention from back in March. In a national survey, 77% of likely nationwide voters say that the federal government does not pay enough attention to what voters want when establishing policies and regulations. 9% said they pay too much attention, and 8% say it is just right. Well, there's a lot of partisan disagreement out there on most topics. This is one that is amazingly bipartisan, if you consider it 77% of voters. The belief that the government is indifferent to the will of the people is how you can interpret that. I take this, and I could go quite a few directions with it. Frustration at the sense of entitlement for our tax dollars is one. It would seem like most people have an attitude that the government's operating mentality is that it really applies to the collective, that they know more than you do about what's good for you. Government oversight and regulation is done with the idea of the greater good, but experience has repeated the issue that for every one thing that the government does, there are multiple unintended oversights or omissions that create multiple issues that replace the one that was fixed. It is great for job security because bureaucracy creates more bureaucracy. In other news, the Wisconsin DNR is looking for landowners to host hunters with disabilities for the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities, which will take place on October 5th through the 13th, 2024. Kind of was a mouthful. to be part of the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities program, landowners must have at least 60 acres available, be able to host at least 3 hunters, and complete an online application by July 1st of 2024. The program began back in 92 and provides hunting opportunities for approximately 400 hunters each year. I think we can definitely put this in the category of worthwhile causes, and give thought to it. One person that should hear about this. This is a program that seems worth spreading the word about, so I task you with that. The info about the program and the online application are on the DNR website. The Google machine probably will not steer you wrong. And finally, some positive news nationally from our own state. The University of Wisconsin-Madison researchers have used machine learning to map nearly 30 million acres of United States cropland that have been abandoned since the 1980s. Their findings are the most detailed mapping of previously cultivated land in the United States with field-level resolution of abandoned farmland. That's pretty awesome. Identifying where we can get productivity out of a resource that isn't being used just makes sense. They see opportunity to figure out if the land could be used to, say, grow cover crops, which many farmers have adopted recently. Crops like switchgrass or sorghum can trap carbon and serve as feedstocks. The mapping can help figure out if it's potentially tillable land or not, and maybe its best function would be for grazing or potentially power generation or for development of into different infrastructure. The vision is to help give a resource to help make informed decisions on the best use for particular plots of land that can't produce enough good yields to be profitable for farmers but can be used for something else. Since there is such a philosophical debate right now on taking farmland out of efficient agricultural production for energy, this can potentially help give guidelines for what should or shouldn't be considered. I love the idea of it, but I am also skeptical that it'll be part that this will be an impartial tool, but since most things these days either get manipulated, weaponized, or demonized if someone perceives it as threatening to their position or their agenda, I don't know what's going to happen with it. I guess time will tell. In closing, and in the spirit of our hunting story, I will leave you with this quote from Theodore Roosevelt. The free, self-reliant, adventurous life, with its rugged and stalwart democracy, the wild surroundings, the grand beauty of the scenery, the chance to study the ways and the habits of the woodland creatures, all these unite to give the career of the hunter its particular charm. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.